And this winter, images of starving children in Madaya captured the world's attention. That's a mountain town in Syria that had been under siege for 7 months by Syrian government forces. Rajahi Borhan is a teacher in Madaya. He spoke with us by phone about that siege.
I saw many people dying and died because of starvation.
Borhan thought he would die of starvation as well.
I lost 25 kilos and I were about to die. From week to 10 days, I would die.
25 kilos, a 55-pound loss. But food finally started reaching Madaya in January after humanitarian organizations struck an agreement with the Assad government.
Rice, beans, and sugar, of course. We had sugar.
Borhan says that food is keeping people alive, but barely, since there's no meat or milk or other protein. Medical services are almost non-existent, and Madaya is still encircled by government forces. I ask him about the new UN-sponsored ceasefire.
We're not very optimistic about the new ceasefire. Nobody is optimistic. They think that the war will keep on, like in Iraq, like in Lebanon, like in Sudan, like in Somalia.
Still, he feels better every day, he says, when he's with the kids that he's teaching.
Kids don't care. They don't care about food. They don't care about war. They don't care that they are seized. They only want to have fun and to play and to study. And I like that about them. They give me strength.
The children give me strength, he says. Rajahi Borhan is a teacher. He spoke to us from the Syrian town of Madaya.